You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here from NBC News. I want to be careful with this one because it involves our industry, but our industry impacts many of you, especially those of you who occasionally listen to music radio. More than 300 recording artists, including some of the biggest names in the music industry, are pressing lawmakers to pass a bill that would require radio stations to pay them for the rights to play their songs. Now, you would think, well, wait a minute. I thought radio stations already paid to play songs, and that's true.
ASCAP.
ASCAP, that's right. Well, no. Follow me here. Radio stations pay ASCAP, who then pass on that money to the writers of those songs. If you hear a song on the radio, let's say most country artists don't write their own stuff.
Right.
So if you hear a song on the radio by Kenny Chesney, chances are he doesn't make a penny off of that song being played on the radio. Now, he makes money if you go to his concert, if you buy his CDs, which are hard to find nowadays.
That's why he's been touring forever.
Yeah, that's why a lot of bands will tour well into their 70s, Kiss, because their songs aren't being played on the radio very much anymore.
And
they want to keep making money.
This has been in place for years and years and years.
I think since the beginning of ASCAP.
Yeah.
So these artists, including among them Aerosmith, which, by the way, strangely writes most of their own songs, Celine Dion, James Taylor, who I think writes all of his songs, Jelly Roll, Mariah Carey, say they are missing out on potentially billions of dollars of royalties they think they're entitled to.
You're not. We decided that a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's not
so
new.
What they're saying is we may not have written the song, but we performed the song. Therefore, we're entitled to a cut. And you can certainly make the argument, you know, without Aerosmith playing that song that you wrote, you wouldn't be making any money.
Now, they can strike a deal on the front end where even if they didn't write the song, they can buy the master from that writer, and then they are the ones that get the royalties. It all comes down to however they decide to write the deal on the front end. Why are they going after radio stations for them signing a bad deal?
Well, I was talking to a good friend of mine 2 days ago who had one top 40 hit. He wrote one top 40 hit, okay? And we were talking about how artists used to always do these radio station tours, and they would come and they would play in the kitchen or something, you know, to 20 people here at the radio station. And he said, you know why we did that? Because every time you play one of our songs, we get 3 to 5 cents. Literally, that's what ASCAP will pay them. For every time it gets played on a radio station, we receive 3 pennies to a nickel. He goes, but if it's on Spotify, we get like 0.3 of a penny.
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Streaming revenue through that is
so
very low.
If these artists really want to make their money, they need to go to Congress and argue, Spotify needs to pay us more.
But again, it's the price that you pay when you sign the deal to be published on something like Spotify.
Correct.
You are standing there looking at Goliath and saying, I can't live without you, but I'm going to demand more from you in the process. You can't do that. If you want to branch off, and there have been artists that have tried to do that and start up their own streaming services.
Garth Brooks,
it
Prince.
Doesn't work. They've tried. It's been tried and tried again, and the big dog will always prevail.
It goes to the root of the whole music industry and how it's set up and who gets what. I mean, the songwriter gets these credits and money, and the performer doesn't. And, well, why? Because that's the way it's been set up.
But is that fair?
They signed the deal.
I know, but let's take No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem by Kenny Chesney. Okay, let's keep going with Kenny Chesney. I guarantee you he didn't write that song. Guarantee it. I'd bet my next paycheck on it. But that song would not be a hit nor a money maker for the writer if Kenny Chesney hadn't sung it.
And Kenny Chesney would never have been able to sing that song had the writer not come up
with
it.
So why not split it 50-50?
Well, you're asking for people and a business system to be altruistic.
Or fair.
Or fair. And, well, you know.
Look at, like, the Go-Go's. The Go-Go's broke up. Primarily because Jane Wiedlin wrote a majority of the songs. So Jane Wiedlin was making a ton of money off the first two albums, and the other four performers, including Belinda Carlisle, who did the heavy lifting, weren't making as much. So the Go-Go's were gone.
But, I mean, look at Taylor Swift. She wrote every single one of her songs early on. Mm-hmm. Now she has help on a lot of her songs. But early on, she wrote every single word of every single one of her songs. She needed the publicity, so she signed a bad deal. She signed that deal so that she could be launched into the fandom that she has today. Now she's a multi-billionaire and has the ability to buy back her masters because of the success that she has gained. She would never have gotten to where she got without signing that bad deal.
But see, here's a band that I really appreciate. Van Halen, for example, when they started, and it was always like this for every record that they ever did, even when Sammy Hagar came into the band, on the back of their albums, it said songs written by David Lee Roth, Eddie Van Halen, Alex Van Halen, and Michael Anthony. Michael Anthony and Alex Van Halen barely wrote any songs, if any. The music was always written by Eddie Van Halen. The lyrics were always written by David Lee Roth. But any time that Jump or Jamie's Crying, you name the Van Halen song, Panama, any time that got played on the radio, all four of them got 25%.
And that's the band doing that, you know, to ensure that the band splits the proceeds, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, if their argument is we need to change the way the music industry works, that's a fair argument. But going after radio stations to have to cough up money because they signed a deal that they're not happy with, don't sign the deal if you're not happy with it.
And I would make the argument, radio stations do not need to pay out more. What they need to do is rework the arrangement. That, let's say it's 3 to 5 cents for every time we play your song, okay? 50% of that 3 to 5 cents goes to the songwriter. Half of the 3 to 5 cents goes to the performers.
It could work.
And let's call it even. And then, if they really wanted to make money, rework your deals with Spotify.
I mean, I'm going to buy a car, and then in 6 months, I'm going to go back to the dealership and say, you know, I want
$1,000. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.